This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Every intelligent person, when looking at the available evidence and talking to parents and looking at the whistleblowers, eventually, actually pretty quickly, comes to the conclusion that vaccines do cause harm to some children. And not just harm, not just seizures, but autism. There are thousands and thousands of parents who have already joined groups and spoken out and given their testimonials about how they had healthy children, and then they took them in to be vaccinated, and they received usually multiple vaccines all at once, often at a very young age, 6 months, for example. And then within 24 to 48 hours, that child went through a fever and seizures and then emerged autistic, permanently damaged. This story, which cannot be dismissed as fabricated by thousands of different parents, this story is related again and again and again, and it's happened to successful business people. You know, Donald Trump talks about someone who worked for him who had this experience. Even famous actors, you know, Rob Schneider and other Hollywood people openly talk about how this has happened to their children or the children of people they know personally. It's throughout the entire society, every sector of society. This strikes wealthy people and middle-class people and poor people. And it really cannot be denied that vaccines are causing autism in children. The only way to deny it is to abandon intelligent thinking. In order to say that, you know, first of all, these what I call vaccine Holocaust deniers, in order to achieve that level of denial, they have to tell themselves things like, these parents are all making this up, or these parents didn't know their children were already autistic, they just noticed it after the vaccine, which, you know, a ludicrous explanation. Or they say things like, it couldn't possibly be happening, there must be some other cause. It's just random coincidence that it always happens right after the vaccine. You know, they leap to these irrational, bizarre denials and strange twists of distorted logic to try to say that vaccines aren't causing this, even though any intelligent person knows that they are. And so what you actually get when you hear people who are parroting vaccine propaganda, it's a really valuable clue to know that they're not very bright. You know, you think about in the media, most of the so-called science journalists in the media, they're too stupid to do science, so they get a job writing about it, but they don't really have any original thoughts, so they basically just parrot press releases from the CDC or the drug companies. They're basically regurgitation vessels for corporate science propaganda. Because they couldn't make it as scientists, but they're kind of interested. They kind of think it's kind of cool. So they realize they can earn some money just by sort of rephrasing the false ideas that are handed to them by someone else under the label of science, even though it's false science. You find this at the Washington Post, the New York Times. These are all failed intellectuals who couldn't make it in the scientific community. They couldn't conduct science. They really can't even recognize science. They don't understand the fundamentals of science or basic scientific ideas, but they are very good at parroting propaganda and delusional things like saying, vaccines are not linked to autism. One of their favorite phrases is, quote, the science is settled. And what that means is that they're not willing to entertain any evidence contradictory to the propaganda they've been handed by their corporate masters. That's always a good one. The science has been settled means they've abandoned science, because every science is able to withstand challenges, and every genuine science welcomes debate. But to say that the science has been settled is usually followed by, therefore, don't listen to these kooks who say vaccines cause autism. So that's just their way of saying we, the high priests of the vaccine Holocaust pushers, they're saying that they have a monopoly on knowledge. In other words, they think that they're gods. That's exactly what it is. They've forgotten that they're humans, that humans must conduct science with a sense of humility, really with a sense of awe and curiosity about the universe and the way nature works. In fact, all science, if you think about it, is in effect a study of the laws of nature and how to use those laws for expanding human understanding or improving human existence or gaining knowledge about the world around us, the universe around us, all of these things. Every branch of science, you know, whether you're talking astronomy or astrophysics or chemistry, biology, medicine, robotics, computer science, particle physics, quantum theory, mathematics, all of these things are really just investigations into the laws of nature. There isn't a science that isn't tied to nature. And so it takes a real arrogant prick to think that they know more than nature, that they have all the answers, and that nature doesn't have any more surprises for them. That is a scientist that you should run from, because there is no human who even has the mental capacity to fathom even a tiny fraction of the mysteries of the universe, which include the mysteries of the universe inside your own body. Every cell in your body is, in essence, a universe still full of mystery. Scientists today they have no understanding, no clue how something as simple as your nose works. They don't understand how the chemical sensors in your nose actually pick up the scents from different fragrances. They really don't know that. It's not known. It can be described, but it's not understood. And by the way, the reason is because a lot of that happens at the quantum level of interaction that is beyond modern day reductionist understanding. Nevertheless, that's a different topic. So the only true scientist is a humble scientist, period. The only true scientist is someone who is willing to, in fact, insist on asking questions persistently, almost even annoyingly. You know, a real scientist is someone who's so curious about the way things work that they are going to keep asking questions and they're going to keep demanding answers either for or against their theories, and either one is acceptable to a scientist, but they're going to demand that the evidence speak for itself. And when it comes to vaccines and thimerosal, the entire, quote, scientific system of today, the establishment, is all about censoring any discussion of thimerosal and mercury in vaccines and autism. It's all about censorship, intimidation, shutting down debate, silencing the whistleblowers, banishing the discussion, hiding or distorting the evidence. This is not science, my friends. That's not science. That's fraud. And that's what the vaccine industry is steeped in. Any science, let me say it this way. Any establishment that claims to operate under science must, by definition, if it is to be believed, operate with full transparency, a full transparency of financial ties, full transparency of the data, the studies, the clinical trials, if you will, the methodologies that are being used. Full transparency is required. And secondly, must be willing to openly debate, discuss, address critics, prove that its current belief system is correct through the evidence. Science is, by definition, a democratic process that is accessible to anyone and thus distributed across the thinkers of every advanced society. Science, by definition, can never be a monopoly, because that's not scientific. That is scientism. That is a dogma, if you will. So science can never be limited to just the few who tell you what science means, who tell you what vaccines are and what they aren't, who demand obedience and operate through silence and intimidation, you know, silencing others, I mean, intimidation, censorship, attacking the credibility of those who raise questions. That's not science. That's a dogma. That is a desperate cult attempting to resist being exposed as a fraud. And that is today's vaccine industry. It is a desperate dogma of scientism cult followers who are attempting through their last ditch efforts to avoid being exposed as charlatans. Because the truth is that vaccines do cause autism. That truth cannot be hidden forever. It cannot be covered up. It will come out. It will be acknowledged. It will be, in fact, documented. And it will be a tidal wave. Because when that dam of silence breaks, there are so many parents who have children who have been damaged by vaccines that when they are finally allowed to speak without being threatened and intimidated, it will be a tidal wave of tearful testimony about how this, quote, science of medicine has destroyed the lives of millions of innocent children, even as that industry of science and the CDC and the FDA and the government and the drug companies and the science writers at the New York Times and so on, they all covered it up. They all took part in the vaccine Holocaust. They actively participated in the destruction of the lives of innocent children, and they did so by invoking a fraudulent rationalization that's part of their circular reasoning in the what you might call the dogma of their scientism. And that is the historically accurate statement about all of this. And history one day will, of course, show that everything I'm telling you here is absolutely correct. Every vaccine whistleblower will be vindicated. Every parent will be given a chance to speak, but probably not compensated. The damage has already been done. The Berlin Wall on the vaccine Holocaust will one day collapse, and the truth will flood out over it. And those who took part in the great vaccine Holocaust cover-up and denial will have to live their lives in great shame for their role in destroying the lives of innocent children while pushing a false science. And it's not just their lives that will be destroyed by these revelations. More importantly, the entire reputation of so-called science is going to be severely harmed when all of this comes out. Because you see, the lies of the vaccine industry have been justified under the label of science. And everyone who dared to ask questions has been labeled anti-science. So one day soon, when it turns out that all the science was wrong and that, yes, vaccines do cause autism, people are going to ask everywhere, well, what does that mean about all of science? Science just lied to us for decades. Science destroyed our children. Science poisoned us. Science distorted the truth. Science silenced the moms whose children were harmed by this. Science, they will say, covered up the truth rather than revealing it. And then the whole explanation that science is this great self-correcting system of truth implodes under this realization that it has been nothing but a lie when applied to vaccines. And so that pains me to think about that, because me being a person of science, being a science lab director, running my own laboratory, I value the things that science can bring us: the scientific methodology, critical thinking, evidence-based reality. I use science every day in the lab. I have a periodic table of elements in front of me while I'm running the instruments. I'm doing organic chemistry. I'm doing, ionization in the mass spec instrument. I'm doing chromatography and separations in the columns and retention time analysis with accurate mass of organic molecules. I'm using science every day. And so I am a person of science, and I also realize that science itself, its reputation is going to be very, very weakened and harmed, perhaps critically, when the truth about vaccines comes out. So get ready for that, folks. They can't cover this up forever. They can't hide the evidence of all these autistic children who have been provably destroyed by vaccines. And when it all comes out, there's going to be a revolution in the thinking that could be very, very negative. What if society abandons the other parts of science that are good, and then turns to a society of extreme fundamentalism or mysticism? Which really, by the way, that's what the vaccine industry is today, is scientific mysticism, or what you might call scientific fundamentalism. It's not real science, but there are applications of science that are legit, that are being done in many other sectors of society. What if society is so horrified by the revelations of the vaccine Holocaust that it rejects all of science and reverts to some kind of mysticism-based belief system? Then guess what? People like me are going to be the defenders of science and trying to convince people that no, science still has something to offer us. It's a very valuable method when it is done honestly and ethically. And so I can see one possible future where people like me are actually the most outspoken defenders of science in a society that has denounced science. Wouldn't that be rather bizarre? But it is definitely a possible future. And in that future, I can see, of course, everybody in the mainstream media, the really cognitively retarded, quote, science reporters, would just go along with the flow, whatever they were told to report. They would be attacking science. I can see a day when the Washington Post, if it still exists, would have anti-science columns that talk about how bad science is and how deceitful it is and why we should abandon science and turn to maybe by that time Agenda 21 fundamentalism or whatever, you know, Gaia. Maybe there's a Gaia religion that they're going to start pushing. Who knows? Societies go through these kinds of changes. Don't be so surprised to think that something like this could happen. Big events can put into motion big changes in societal understandings and, most importantly, narratives of belief and mythologies that are widely shared among the population. So these are just some things to think about. I'll wrap this up here. I do encourage you to be educated. Learn as much as you can about how the universe works around you. Learn what science is good at and what it's terrible at. To be a good scientist, you have to understand its strengths, but also its limitations. For example, I use scientific instruments every day, but I also understand that science cannot measure consciousness. Science cannot quantitate love or compassion. Science does not understand the nature of free will, or how even consciousness is implemented through the biology of the human body. In other words, the interaction of spirit and biology is beyond the realm of current science. Science doesn't understand bioenergy, morphogenic fields. Science doesn't even understand magnetism, for that matter. So there are a lot of limitations. There are a lot of things that are real that cannot be measured by science. Even scientists admit they can't measure dark matter. And yet they say that dark matter and dark energy make up 96% of the universe, and they have no idea how to detect it. So even according to scientists, they can only detect 4% of the stuff that they say is out there. Yeah. Take that thought to heart for a bit when you hear some scientists uttering that they know everything and that everyone else is wrong and they have a monopoly on knowledge and they know what's what and nobody else can challenge them. Yeah, really? You can't even see 96% of the stuff in the universe. Your knowledge is nothing compared to the mystery of the natural world and the universe around us. So be humble, but be open to learning, and you too can help contribute to the expansion of human understanding through not just science, but other methods as well that go beyond what science is able to measure or quantitate. Thank you for listening. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the lab science director at CWCLabs.com. I'm the author of Food Forensics, the new book at foodforensics.com. Download chapter one for free right now. I'm also the editor of naturalnews.com, and you can catch my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.